Добрый день, это Николай и Survival Russian Course, подкаст 2, подкаст номер 2. In the first podcast this morning, we were talking about the reasons for learning Russian language, but now I'm going to talk about the interesting and really amusing facts about Russian. So, the first thing was already mentioned is that the verb to be is used only in the past and future tense. Well, this fact may seem unusual, but in Russian, this verb to be is not used in the present tense in general. You will not hear is or am in a Russian sentence. The subject is usually followed by an adjective, verb, or noun. For example, take the sentence, I am a student in Russian. Literally, it says, I student. Я студент. Я студент. Also, let's talk a little bit about the sentence structure in Russian. In the Russian language, the word order is very flexible. It's not so, you know, strict as in English. Though the Russian sentence is generally arranged like subject, verb, object. The grammar rules allow to use virtually any combination of subject, verb, and object within the sentence. For example, the sentence a cat caught a mouse can be translated into Russian in the following ways. Кошка поймала мышь, мышь поймала кошка, поймала кошка мышь, кошка мышь поймала, or мышь кошка поймала, or even поймала мышь кошка. You see, we use like all different combinations and the meaning does not change. So the question is, does the meaning change? The word order does not change the meaning of the sentence, but does the style change? Yes, the word order has an impact on the style of what is being said. Alright, so now next fact. In Russia, your middle name is your father's name. In Russian, your first and last name are not enough, especially when you're filling out forms or formally introducing yourself. To fill out any document in addition, you will need the name of your father. It's called отчество. Отчество. Okay, like literally father's name, patronymic name. This is similar to English middle names, except for the whole father part. We will talk about this in the next day. Next fact. The number one, один, has a plural. Okay, одни, but it means only. For example, пришли одни девушки. Одни in this case means only. So the sentence should be translated as only girls came. All right. Well, some other interesting facts. For instance, a very popular phrase, I love you, in Russian sounds like я люблю вас. But when you say вас, you say it formally. Anyway, English sometimes use the sentence like yellow, blue, bus in order to some kind of memorize this phrase easily. Yellow, blue, bus. Я люблю вас. Doesn't make sense? Alright, the next thing to learn is there are a lot of Russian words that actually cannot be translated into foreign languages. Well, for instance, похмелье, застолье, дача, etc. So these words do not have equivalents in other languages, so they should be explained. We will also touch upon some of them in the further lessons. Now, unlike English, in which the line between light blue and dark blue is fuzzy, The Russian language splits the color blue into completely different words. So in Russian we have like different shades, not only shades, but also different words for different shades. So we say for the dark blue, we say синий, and for the light blue, we say голубой. So these are two completely different words. And you know, as a result, it's been found that Russian speakers can distinguish and categorize different shades of blue more accurately than English speakers. Another interesting fact about loan words. Few English words are of Russian origin. Interesting examples include Bolshevik, Cosmonaut, Mammoth, Samovar, Sputnik, Taiga, Tsar, Ushanka, Vodka, and others. Another interesting fact about Russian. Along with English, Russian is the language of space. Astronauts have to learn Russian as part of their training, and the computer system of the ISS uses both English and Russian. Interesting, huh? So if you want to be a cosmonaut, you gotta learn Russian. To some sort of draw the line of what we've been talking about, the grammar of the Russian language is very complex. Is very complex. I'm sure most of you already noticed that. And a lot of you were telling me, like in the comments and in the messages, that the cases is very difficult. How can I learn that or this? Anyway, yes, the grammar of the Russian language is very complex. So therefore, it is rather difficult for outsiders and foreigners to learn it. It's quite easy to master the basic level of knowledge, but it's very difficult to reach the professional level. Well, even for many Russians, I have to say, the literate language is, you know, almost unreachable. Why? Why do I mean this? I mean, you see, not everyone learned Russian grammar correctly when they were at school. Okay, anyway, this brings us to the next point, a language fact about Russian. The next fact is that a huge number of people in Russia use words incorrectly. They use wrong grammatical terms, endings, speech structures, and so on and so forth. So don't worry, when you're learning Russian, do not worry. Russian natives make mistakes too. Okay, you're not alone. Even native Russian speakers speak incorrect Russian. So, of course, we're going to be learning the correct Russian. And what did I mean by saying that a lot of Russians that speak incorrectly? So they kind of misspell something. They use wrong grammatical cases sometimes, you know. And if you talk to like a regular guy in the street, sometimes he would make some mistakes in the cases, okay? Because not only the nouns decline in Russian language, but also the adjectives and numerals, all right? And that can be, and also the pronouns, and also the pronouns. So this can be quite a problem for a learner like you, when you just start learning Russian for the first time. So in this survival Russian course, we're not going to be talking about like very deep and difficult grammatical aspects, but rather we'll be talking about things that will help you survive in a Russian speaking country. So today I already sent you four words with pictures, and that's I or I am, then hello or hi, and thank you, and bye-bye or bye. Okay, these are ya, it's one letter word, ya, I or I am. Привет, привет. Привет means hi. This is very informal greeting. And you normally greet like this when you know a person or this person is your friend. How to say thank you? Спасибо. Спасибо. The stress is on the second syllable. Спасибо. And the last word is пока. Пока. You see the stress? Where is it? Пока. Right. It's on the second syllable. Пока. This is how we normally say goodbye to friends. Those people we are in good relations with. All right. Well, we don't say пока to our bosses, to our to elderly people. Okay. Other forms of greetings and also farewells we will learn in other lessons. So that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this first day of our studies, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.